Good morning, posters. It's Friday, or Friday. I'm back. I had an amazing 2 weeks since we last talked. My play, Single Black Female in the Navy, had a Zoom meeting or a Zoom reading at the Crosstown Repertory Theater. It was a great showing and performance by some wonderful actors and directors. I couldn't have done it without them, which leads me to our topic today. Drum roll. Audience of one. Now I know you're probably scratching your head wondering, audience of one? I need more than that. When I say audience of one, I need a bigger audience than that. Well, you're right in some respects, and you do. However, I do as well. But that's not always the case. When I started this podcast about 2 years ago, my intent was to focus on my experiences that many women can relate to, and that is still the goal. And as a woman, we tend to try to please everyone else. Not literally, but sometimes we do, a lot physically and emotionally. We're the caretakers, nurturers, and in many cases, providers for the home. So when it comes to our goals and dreams, we tend to put them on hold, or they are way in the back. In many cases, they're trying to make it to the top of the priority list, or even worse, they never tend to manifest themselves. I say all that because you need to be your own audience and cheerleader. I know what your virtual minds are thinking out there. Here she goes again, preaching to the virtual podcasters. Gotcha. Maybe, but not so much. What I'm saying is, there's nothing like accomplishing a goal and seeing it blossom into something wonderful all can enjoy. However, you have to take that first step. As I said in the beginning, a couple weeks ago, my play was featured here in the Homegrown Upcoming Playwrights Showcase. It was amazing and surreal all at the same time. Yes, there's still more work to do to make it better. It's funny though, how you hear artists, especially singers, reminiscing about when they first heard their song on the radio, and they go on to say, "It seems like a dream." There's a lot of truth with that statement. I agree. My point today on this crisp and cold Friday for many of us, whether you're in your 30s or late 60s, no matter what the age, you are your audience, along with the higher being, if that's what you believe. There's no need to please anyone else. There is, however, a need to accomplish those goals you set. So get out that bed, get that naysayer out your head, and throw that tissue box out the window and get to writing those stories we all need to hear. I'm dropping the proverbial mic now. Have a wonderful Friday, and thanks for listening. And this is how we do it. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.